F980828. His burden is light. Freedom comes by being released from all those things, except those that I bring you from the mind of Christ. Freedom comes in having no responsibility, except to do those things which He assigns each day. This is freedom indeed. The mind of man tends to bondage by devising works of an unending sort that leads to a never-ending cycle of labor producing death, labor producing death, labor producing death. What freedom there is for the sons of God, who cast aside all unfruitful works and only listen to the counsel I bring them from the mind of Christ. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. To be free of all responsibility, except the responsibilities that He assigns each day. That is freedom indeed. To have no care but to simply do those assignments that come from His mind, there is rest. The assignments that come from His mind put the responsibility on me. They are simple actions on your part to be done, simple words to say, places to go, people to see, messages to deliver, things of a simple order. The responsibility for accomplishment of the mind of Christ is mine, says the Spirit of grace. Enjoy the freedom that comes to the sons of God, who relax in my counsel, who cast all the care of the burdens of their own making upon me, that I may dismiss them and rid them of these things which the carnal mind has devised. I will dismiss those things that were not originated in birth from the mind of Christ. I bring you no plan but His. I bring you no assignments but His. As you learn to hearken to my voice, you will revel in the simplicity of His assignments, for they are not burdensome. Again I say, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. This is the true meaning of, if you love me, keep my commandments. He was not so much speaking of the written word, although His commandments never violate the written word. He was speaking of those things He assigns from heaven. As He speaks in heaven, I bring His mind to you, that you may receive His instruction and His counsel. I have come to relieve you of the burdens that are of your own making, says the Spirit of grace. Religion and the mind of man load men's shoulders with heavy burdens. The religionists will not lift a finger to remove them. On the contrary, they keep piling more upon the shoulders in order that men become bowed over with the weight of tyranny. For liberty's sake, Christ has set you free. You are a free citizen of the kingdom of heaven, with no responsibilities except those simple assignments which He gives you each day, says the Spirit of grace, and I bring them directly from His mind to yours. As you develop in your capacity and your ability to hear me, which is increasing daily, you shall love this freedom. You shall love this freedom that belongs to the sons of the living God. I remove the burdens of religion. I remove the burdens that are of your own making, devised by the carnal mind, that did not originate in the mind of Christ. I relieve you of those things as you follow my instructions. The weight of decades is about to come off your shoulders, says the Spirit of grace. You shall experience freedom not known since your youth. You will find that this freedom from the weight of many burdens shall bring clarity to your mind, freshness and sharpness that you have not experienced for decades. You shall find it will bring refreshing and strength to your physical health. You shall leap and jump and run as the calves who have been loosed from the stall into a wide place to enjoy all that the Master has created for them. You shall experience that freedom. Again I say unto you, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. See the vision that I am painting in your spirit at this moment, says the Spirit of grace. You have become as a man with many ropes tied around your waist. You see yourself in the center, with each rope being tied off in a different direction to a large, unmovable boulder. No matter which direction you try to move, there is a rope extended behind you which will not let you move. If you try to go east, the rope holds you back to the west. If you try to go west, there is a rope that will not let you. It holds you back. If you try to go north, there is a rope holding you back. In every direction, you are bound to works of your own making. It is not that the works represented by the boulders did not originate in the mind of Christ. Some did, some did not. But the ropes represent your own methods, and you have entangled yourself, trying to accomplish those things in your own strength, rather than learning how to do them in mine. The season you are entering is where you shall learn what this word means, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I have come to untangle you from the ropes. I will untie them, I will remove them, I will disentangle you from the snare, as you hearken to my counsel and obey my voice without question. You will see and soon experience the freedom that belongs to the sons who serve the living God by the Spirit and not by the energy of the flesh. Oh, you shall enjoy this freedom. As the master administrator, I will give you an instruction. As you obey that instruction, another rope shall fall from around your waist. I will give you another instruction, and as you obey that instruction, another rope shall fall from around your waist. As the process continues, you shall be free. Notice that the boulders are all still in place. They were not destroyed. They are still there. I will set you free from the yoke of the ropes that have held you to the works. Those that are of God shall remain, and they shall be operated by the Spirit and not by your mind. You shall be free to serve the living Christ on a daily basis. You have asked, and you have asked, repeatedly, for my precise instructions. Every time you have asked, I have looked into your heart to see if your heart was prepared to obey me without question. Up to now, I have not found such trust. I look into your heart today. Your trust in me has grown greatly this month. Now that I find this level of trust in your heart, I will begin revealing unto you, one instruction at a time, those simple things that must be done to disentangle you from the ropes of bondage that you have devised yourself. You should know that I will reveal these instructions to you at the level where I find trust in your heart to obey me. There is still distrust in your heart toward the Spirit of the living God. I am not surprised. I am not shocked. I am not offended. But I will work with you and bring you the mind of Christ in those areas where your trust is developed sufficiently to obey what I say. As you see the fruit of obeying each instruction, your trust in me will increase, and rope by rope by rope, you shall be free. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. What causes hope to be deferred? Think you it is your Father's desire that his children be sick of heart for decades because of deferred hope? Such is not the case. Again I ask, what causes hope to be deferred? The answer is lack of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There are some elements of hope that are completely in the Father's seasons. These are deferred and cannot be altered. But I am speaking of those things on this side of the veil, where the Father puts His dreams, visions, and hopes into His children as they spend time in fellowship with Him. What causes these hopes to be deferred? Again, I say it is lack of faith. The faith I am speaking of is the kind that will hear instruction and obey without question those things revealed by the Spirit from the mind of Christ. Israel's hope of possessing the land was deferred 40 years because they would not hearken to His voice nor obey without question His instruction. Their trust was not sufficient to hear and obey. They could not enter in because of unbelief. It is the same with every hope that the Father has not placed in His own hand, such as the things of the time of the end. Regarding all else on this side of the veil, hope is manifested when faith has measured to the hear and obey level. Faith without works is dead. Faith without obedience produces nothing. Instructions without obedience bring no results. For your mind's sake, call it lack of faith, call it lack of trust, the end result is the same. Failure to hear the instruction that comes from the mind of Christ and failure to act on those instructions causes hope to be deferred. There is one element even more fundamental than this. Instructions that are not heard cannot be acted on. Many hear not the voice of him who speaks from heaven, for they have not learned to sit and hear my counsel. Again I say, it is I who brings the mind of Christ to every believer. I bring his mind in a precise way for those who will sit and listen to my counsel of detailed instructions. Every instruction they receive from me, it will not add to their burdens. It will free them from their burdens. For the instructions that come from the mind of Christ are intended to loose me and my power in the lives of every believer. His instructions do not come in such a fashion that I would stand idle while men should work. His instructions come that men can rest in the freedom which belongs to the sons of the living God, while the Spirit performs all things according to my power that is resident within myself. This is the help that the Father and the Son have sent to their serving sons, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Your responsibility, as I come with instruction that will disentangle you from the ropes, is to not pick up the ropes that have been loosed. Let them go. Turn them over to me. Trust me that I know what I am doing. Trust me that I am bringing you the very mind of Christ. Trust me that I can set you free, even while taking the burdens that you have carried upon myself. Do not pick up the ropes as they fall. Let them fall, that you may go free. Again, you will enjoy this freedom. You shall be as the calf who has been loosed from the stall, and can now run through the meadows that glisten brilliantly with flowers. You will feel the warmth of his sun upon you as you look into the blue sky he has made for you, and you shall be free. You shall enjoy the freedom. You shall run and jump and skip and rejoice at the freedom that comes to you as you loose every burden unto me. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, says the Spirit of grace.